الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين صدق الله العلي العظيم Respected my friends, elders, and my youngsters. Youngsters, believe me, I love you for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I want you must come every time to listen our program. Normally, we don't read the dua. Let's see, we practice one of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam today, that the month of Rajab starts, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make one dua. You all together read that dua, to at least we also will get the barakah of the month of Rajab and Shaban. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read, Allahumma,
Allahumma,
بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. He made the dua, the translation of this dua, O Allah, grant me blessing and a barakah in my life, in my house, in my wealth, in the month of Rajab, in the month of Shaban, and take me to the month of Ramadan. So I can get that benefits of the month of Ramadan. أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. First 10 days of Ramadan is an ocean of the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ocean. بَحْرِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah descend His rahmah day and night for 10 days. And the middle 10 days, the certificate of forgiveness. Certificate of forgiveness. I will forgive them. And the last 10 days, itkum minan nar, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Allah love you, oh my brothers. For my youngsters, Allah love Muslims. Allah is a wali of the believers, believe me. Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi maktubat. I was just reading the kitab, maktubat Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi. He mentioned, he said normally after Isha, the darkness starts. Then, Subah Sadiq, when the Fajr, Sehri and the Fajr time starts, so slowly, slowly, the lighting is coming, coming, coming and coming. And before sunrise, you see, it's lots of light. You feel like the sun is rise. It's a sunrise. But that's still time to sunrise, but we can see the proper lights. He mentioned the month of Shaban is similar. When the 15th Shaban starts, He said the Super Sadiq started. And just 2 days, 1 days before of Ramadan, you can see, is so much lights. It's so much lights. It's like sun already rose. Sun came out. Then the month of Ramadan starts. So Allah mujhse aur aapse bahut pyar karte hai. Allah love me, love you, love entire believers. That's why he mentioned in the Quran Kareem, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What I will get? Allah don't want to punish anyone. If you thank Allah and if you believe in Allah, Allah don't want to punish. Allah did not create me and you to punish. If you thank Allah and you believe in Allah, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. General Mufassirin mentioned, Shakira means Allah will give you reward. And he knows everything. But Hakim al-Ummat Hazrat Maulana Shafi'i Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he translated in Bayan al-Quran, Shakiran Alima means Shakira, I created each and every one. You supposed to thank me, but when you believe in Allah and you do practice all the ahkam regularly, then Allah will thank you. Shakir. Allah will thank you. He is nowhere. He knows everything. That's why ulama said, there is a four circle of the ibadats. For example, Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala told us everything, all the ahkam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us everything. Now, for example, you are sitting here. MashaAllah, tonight, amazing night. Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned in Fazail Ramadan, SubhanAllah, he says 8 Zilhijjah, 9 Zilhijjah, 10 Zilhijjah, Shab-e-Barat, these nights, if you stay awake and remember Allah, do zikr of Allah, you turn towards Allah, Tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will keep your heart awake on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no fear for you. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi also said, Shab-e-Barat, Shab-e-Qadr, Eden. So me and you, Alhamdulillah, sitting here remembering Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and we're going to remember inshallah. Qumu laylaha wa sumu naharaha. Rawa Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, stay awake little bit, turn towards Allah, do some ibadat. Because for whole year, Allah come to you, towards you, at the time of tahajjud. And he says, Hal min mustaghfirin fa'aghfir lahu, hal min mustarzikin fa'arzuka, hal min sa'ilin fa'uti lahu, hal kadha wa kadha wa kadha. At the time of tahajjud, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tell the ummah, normally daytime you come towards me, but tahajjud time I'm coming towards you on the first heavens, and he's calling me and you. Is there anyone who's asking forgiveness? I will forgive him. Is there anyone who needs a sustenance? I will give him sustenance. Is there anyone who got some question, who's a needy? I will give him. Likewise, he calling the people, he want to give the people. But these big nights, not the time of tahajjud, Maghrib, sunset, until Subah Sadiq, the whole night, Allah Ta'ala calling me and you, is there anyone? Come towards me. Hum tumail bakaram hai. Koi sail hi nahi. We are towards you, but there is no one coming towards me to ask me. So we are
doing ibadat, it will be benefit, 100% benefit for Allah. I'm reading my namaz, tahajjud, salat, tasbih, Quran, and zikrullah, everything. It's going to 100% benefit for Allah, number one. Or at least, shalom, not. It's not going to benefit my ibadat and your ibadat. It's clearly mentioned the hadith of Sahih Muslim. لو أن يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم إنسكم وجنكم كانوا على قلبي أتقى رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا ويا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجري Rajulim minkum, ma naqasa minka fi mulki shay'a, kama qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If insan and jinnat all together, from the day one Allah ta'ala created the dunya till the day of Qiyamah, each and everyone become the muttaqi, I can say like, I become a very pious person. There is no one like him. They become that person, all of you become the pious. Is not going to increase a little bit in my dominion, in my kingdom. Not going to benefit. And if each and everyone become shaitan, there is no one worse than shaitan. Afjar katalu. Become shaitan. Is nothing mama kasa going to harm Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No one can harm Allah. Allah. So 100%? No. Number two, 50-50. Maybe 50 for us, 50. I'm just narrating from the Malfuzat Hakim al-Ummat. The second 50-50%. Okay, 50% benefit for us. If I read my namaz, 50% for Allah, 50% for me. Half of. Said no. Okay, not 50%. Then, not benefit for us, not benefit for Allah. So that means we are created useless. Just we coming every time in the masjid, reading namaz, we give charity, we go perform hajj and umrah, everything. Just be useless between just going here and there. There is no benefit. Number three. Number four is 100% benefit for me, for you, for entire ummah, those who practice the sunnah and the tariqah and the life of Rasulullah. And only is going to benefit those who have iman. And if they don't have no iman, no rosa, no zakat, no charity, nothing going to benefit. Believe me. So that means the iman is the soul of this world. How like the soul of the body? Similarly, iman is the soul of the whole entire world. I am saying, Allah says, لَا تَكُومُ السَّعَ حَتَّى يُقَالُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah, Allah, the Qiyamah is not going to come until a single Muslim remaining in this world who's saying Allah, Allah, Allah. And there is no one in this world to calling Allah, then the Qiyamah will come. So the Iman, me and you, we accepted Islam. We are Muslim. We born in the house of Islam. House of Muslim. Wallahi, for whole life, I will put my forehead in sajda, in prostrations. Wallahi, wallahi, we can never fulfill the rights of Allah. It's the greatest ni'mat Allah has given me and you. The ni'mat of Iman. Ni'mat of Iman. Allah said in Surah Yasin, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Those people who don't have iman, stand up. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ. It's a whole ayat there. Allah is going to tell the angel, chain them and take them, throw them.
the fire of Jahannam. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Because they don't have iman in Allah. Allah is going to call one kafir.
If you give me equal of one dunya, I will forgive you. He said, not one dunya. I can give you 10 times of dunya. Please forgive me. Allah is going to tell him, no. I don't want 10 times of dunya. Amount of 10, I don't want that.
I want the single kalima, la ilaha illallah.
Everybody say, la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasul. We have to thank Allah. We are sitting in the house of Allah. Allah has given me the iman. He said, you have seen so many of Qudrat and power of Allah. You never accepted me. You don't want to believe in me. I love his malfuza. He mentioned, Allah Ta'ala put 2 passages in your mouth. From one passage, going the food and drink inside. Next to it, another one just for breathing. But look at Allah. You putting, according to your capability, the muscle in your mouth. Further, Allah does it. He doesn't put in the veins of the breathing. It's going straight the food one. Subhanallah. That is a great power of Allah. What will happen? Sometimes it goes direct, wrong way. He started coughing and what's happened? You can see. SubhanAllah. And the Tanvir Rahmatullah says, you never seen the power of Allah. You didn't believe, just Allah wanted to. Allah wanted one sentence, La ilaha illallah. You should read my Quran. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ. Oh, my servants, you are drinking milk day and night. If you could think 5 minutes before, where this milk is coming from. Achha sa doodh pee raha hai. Kidhar se aata hai? Allah says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ. There is less than it, heedless for you. In the animal, those animals who gives milk, cow. She camel, sheep, goat. Allahu Akbar. Nuskikum mimma fi butuni min bayni farthin wadaman. The milk coming out, both sides, the blood is there, and the urine is there, impurity is there, impurity is there, the blood is there, between two of them, bayna farthin wadaman. From between that Allah taking out a pure milk. Not a single drop of urine inside. Not a single drop of blood inside. This is a dalil Allah mentioned of his power. And further Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah said, if someone gives you a glass of milk and inside there is one drop of blood, are you going to drink? You gonna drink? No. If you see you taking out the milk and you see inside the blood is coming out, you're not gonna drink, you're gonna throw it away. Even the shops, they're gonna throw all the milks away. They're not gonna sell it to you. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah says, you have to understand, Allah has given you the pure heart. You cannot accept the milk which is one drop of urine mixed inside. How Allah is going to accept your heart, which is Allah has given me and you a pure heart, and we made dirty in this dunya with a different type of sins and urine and impurity. How Allah is going to accept? That's why we are telling you the biggest nights, all big nights are coming. Allah want to forgive me and you, but you come to us, Allah, stand in front of Allah and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala the forgiveness. Hey Allah, I'm a son of Adam. Kullu bani Adam khatta'un wa khairul khatta'in at-tawwabun. Each and every humans, they are sinners, the best sinners, the person who turn towards Allah and make tawbah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive you. He will please with you quicker than your own father and mother. He is so mighty and merciful. You ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, yes, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. I'm reading Salatul Tawbah, two rakat namaz, Tawbah namaz. Allah, I'm going in sajda in my house in the corner. Individually ibadat. Tonight I'm going to wake up 5 o'clock, 4:30, and I'm going to read a longer tahajjud namaz at least once a day. Once in my life, I will practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he was reading. Okay, you said I'm not hafiz. How can I read a longer qiyam? You read Qul Huwa Allah what as many times you want. It's nafal namaz. You carry Surah Balak as many times. You can read Surah, any Surah. You keep on reading a longer qiyam. Then you go in a ruku. Keep on saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana. When you stand up, say Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Keep on saying. Longer qiyam. When you go in sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Say as many times. You can say the masnoon du'as. What Rasulullah said, the hadith of Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, I heard Nabi sallallahu was saying in his sajda, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa a'udhu bi radaka min sakhatik, wa a'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk, la uhsi sanan alayk, anta kama sanayta ala nafsik. Hey Allah, cannot praise you. Allah forgive me. Who saying that? No sins at all. He is innocent. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. No sin at all. Still he is saying in his sajda, Allahu Akbar, a longer sajda, and he's crying. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, I could see the tears overflowing on his beard, on his chest. And who we are? Hadith of Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, used to be stick for 100 times, 70 times. Istighfar. When you finish your tahajjud, sit down, say tasbih. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Say as many times. Little bit time, open your Quran, say Yasin Sharif or something, Ya Allah. Ask every time, Allah forgive me. A sahabi was sitting, was saying, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. Yeah, he was saying that. Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. Prophet passed through it, and what he said to him, now Allah is looking at you, ask what you want. Another sahabi, the hadith is da'if, but Nabi said to the sahabi, say 3 times, Allahumma kfiratuk awsa'u min dunubi. Allahumma kfiratuk awsa'u, more vast, your maghfirat, than my sins. My sin is limited, but your forgiveness is unlimited. وَرَحْمَتُكَ أَرْجَى عِنْدِي مِنْ عَمَلِي. Tonight, biggest night, all the big nights, Allah's rahmat descending in this dunya is waiting. هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرِينَ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَرْزِقِينَ هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلِينَ. Is there anyone come towards me? You say, he said 3 times, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, get up, Allah accepted your du'as. If you don't know any words, you say 99 names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Open the 99 names in your phone. Today we see everything in the phone. We can't see 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. When narrated by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi in Asma'ul Husna. Now just read and read whole thing one time. Allah said in the Quran al-Karim, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. There's a beautiful names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق الباري المصبر الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود الماجد الواسع واحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر الطواب المنعم المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام الرب المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المعطي المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع والباقي الوارث والرشيد والصبور جل جلاله ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. And 3 times دروش بالله مجمع اب یقین جانیے یقین جانیے بلیو می اللہ ول ایکسپٹ ہی جسٹ ویٹنگ دیٹ یو جسٹ کیا کہتے امپورٹ سینڈ اٹ ٹو می ایکسپورٹ export your tears from this dunya, I will export to you rahmat of Allah, forgiveness of Allah. Allah ke khazane mein everything is there. Tears. لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ كَتْرَتَيْنِ كَتْرَةُ دُمُوعٍ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَكَتْرَةُ دُمٍ يُهْرَاكُ وَتُهْرَاكُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. There's two drops of tears. One is tears, one is blood. Fear of Allah and a person cries. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi mentioned in the Sharah of Bukhari Sharif, he mentioned the call of Ibn Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh. Amazing, subhanallah. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh says, sometimes the person cries out of fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Cries. And sometimes he feels the jamal of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, look at my eyes. Look at the person got no eyes. Look at the person got no hearing. Look at the person is blind. Look at the person is crippled. And he turned towards Allah. He said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Abdullah Mas'ud, please read Quran towards me. Subhanallah. And then said, enough, bus, enough. He saw the face of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was tearing. The tears overflowing. Allahu Akbar. The ayat came, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to ask all the Anbiya alayhi salam, did you convey my message to your nations, to your people, your followers? They're going to say yes. Allah will ask them to, nation to, did our Nabis convey the message of Allah towards you? They will refuse. They will refuse. Anbiya said yes. They said no. So Allah will ask the messengers, do you have any witnesses? Ummatan wasata. This ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's going to be witness for past Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And the nation will say, the past nation, they came after us. How they know about us? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will prove it. Yes, I told them. And Allah told me that all the messengers convey the message of Allah towards them. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he was standing. It was staring. One youngster was standing one side in the corner and he was tearing, crying. And firstly he thought maybe something is lost, that's why he's crying, or something happened, that's why he's crying. But that youngster was continuously was crying and crying and crying and crying. Abdullah Mubarak rahmatullah, I went to him, asked him, but why are you crying from so long? He said, this is the place I disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I committed sin on this place. If I'm not going to cry, I was scared on the day of Qiyamah. If this earth, if these things will talk against me, what I'm going to give answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? I came here to cry. Allah ko manane aya ho, that Allah ta'ala forgive me whatever I have done in my past. This is the night. These nights Allah ta'ala giving me and you the opportunity that come towards me, ask me, I will forgive you. Just come. Allah is most merciful. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is the night. Kumu laylaha, stay awake little bit, whatever according to your capability, your taqat and kudrat. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, half an hour, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever. We're not telling you to stay awake all night. Try your best. Even 8 rakats of tahajjud, 10 rakats of tahajjud. And ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I never got up in my life. Today I'm going to get up and I'm going to ask the forgiveness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah forgive me. The kumu, but what we do? We stay awake at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we make parties and go eat burgers and pizzas and all those things. And sometimes there is nothing, then we open the phone and we watch all pornographs and all naked videos and all haram things. This night. Allahu Akbar. Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned. Talifatim Wasiul Ummat, Masiul Ummat. He mentioned that one person was making tawaf. In the first round, he looked at the woman. He was staring at the woman. And then he was walking. In second round, also, same thing he was doing. Haram thing during the tawaf. And the third night too, he was doing same thing. From Rukne Yamani, Shah Wasiullah Sahib mentioned Talifat in his kitab. One hand came out and bit him one, slap on his eyeball came out. He says, this is the first time, if you'll do again, the other eyes will take it out. Why? Is it place, blessing place, Makkatul Mukarrama, blessing nights. We're supposed to cry in front of Allah, not to commit sin. In Ramadan, in big nights, we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. The person goes to do haram things, rather he must go and sleep is better than to do haram things. This is the night. Hadith is quoted by Hazrat Ummul Mumineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allahu Akbar. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi narrated. SubhanAllah. Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damal Barakatum al-Aliyah said there is a 10 hadith about the Shaban. Even though the all Zaif will get together, it becomes Hassan, strong. This is the night Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgive His Ummah, His servants, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many? Says, Jitne baal hai, Kabile banu kalb ki bakariyon ke upar, they got no goat, they got a sheep. The tribe of Banu Kalb, I met one of my friends, I met him, what happened here, you put one little bit of hay here, nothing at the back. He says, you know that for each hay I paid in America $1, for each hay, if I'm going to put every, what will happen? I have to pay so much dollars. I paid $10,000 for that much. You can just gonna see one sheep and put your hand there. How many hairs is? You can't even count that. And the tribe of Banu Kalb. Shahwadiullah Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned the tribe of Banu Kalb, goats and sheep was getting together is like a miles between two mountains full up. Impossible, but it's hard to count. Allah forgive amount of that much His servants tonight. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah mentioned in his kitab in Bunyad al-Talibin, he said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and told him, Ya Rasulullah, raise your eyes and see the doors of Jannah is open. Say, eight doors Jannah is open. From first doors, says, those who stand in namaz, glad tiding for them. Those who stand in a second doors, in sajda, glad tiding for them. Tisre par those who do dua in this night, glad tiding for them. The fourth one, those who do zikr of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, glad tiding for them. And then the fifth one, those who always speak the truth, Sachi Musalman, glad tiding for them. And then those who help each other, glad tiding for them. And then the last one, then the eighth one, those who stand up and cry because of the fear of Allah, Allah forgive me, glad tiding for them. Allah, Nabi Sassan said, this is the night, normally tahajjud, but from Maghrib till Fajr, hal min mustadfir. But
Remember, my youngsters, there are so many youngsters are here. One, two things, I'm finishing that. Number one, mushrik. Allah doesn't forgive them. And it don't means they don't forgive. Yes, we have to make tawbah. Inshallah, Allah will forgive. But then nobody goes to the idols and worshipping the idols. Yes, there is a second type of shirk. It's called shirki khafi. Hidden shirk. Hidden shirk. Another word we can say in English, show off. Did you get? Show off. On the day of Qiyamah, Imam Tirmidhi Rahmatullah, the person will come. Say, I did this, I did this, I did this. Allah will tell him, you did to show for so and so. You did for them, you did for them. Go and get reward from them. There's nothing by me. Number two, Mushahin. Mushahin. Hey, chugli. They're biting. Many things. Pride. Hatred. Jealousy. Like Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one sahab is going to come. You will see the water is dripping from his face. He's a jannati. Second time. Said the sahab, second day. He's going to come just now. And water is dripping. Maybe wuzu was coming. He says he's jannati. Third day is mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jannati. Hazrat Amr radiallahu ta'ala says, I want to see why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him glad tidings continuously for the 3 days of jannat. 3 days. Continue his jannati, jannati, jannati. He said to Hazrat Abdullah, I want to stay your house as a visitor. He went to find out what's good things he's doing night time that Allah is giving him the telling of Jannah for 3 days. He went to his house, stay awake all night. He said, I saw that Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu just woke up few rakats, slept Isha namaz, performed Isha, went to sleep, and Fajr namaz and du'as. 3 days I was watching. Then after 3 days I said to him, I'm sorry, I want to go to my house. I came here to search what such a good ibadah you're doing that Rasulullah has given you the glad tidings of Jannat for 3 days. He said, what did you see? He said, nothing. I do more than you. I do more than you. I never seen anything. He said, yes. One thing specialty in me that La ubghizu ahada wa la uhsidu ahada. I don't keep hatred in my heart of anyone's. I don't keep jealousy of anyone in my heart. No hatred, no jealousy. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, did you test him? Did you test him? He said, yes. Wallahi la yubghizu ahada. Wallahi la yuhsidu ahada. Allah's Qasam, he's Abdullah. That's why I gave him the glad tidings of Jannah. He sleeps while in his heart. Heart is empty. No hatred, no jealousy, nothing. And our heart always. Ek baat batao, mere bhai Sheikh Radhi sahab, Allah Ta'ala unki lambi umar naseeb farmaye. Allah unko afiyat naseeb farmaye. Kaha karte hain, apne dukh ki fikar nahi hai, dusre ki sukh ki fikar hai. He's so sick, he's not worried about his book. But he worried about why he's happy. Why he's happy. Why he got this. Why he got this. Why he got this. He's not worried about himself. That he's so sick. Sota sotabi. Hey, what happened to him? What happened to him? Apne fikar nahi. Dusre ki sukh ki fikar hai. He got a good car. He got a nice house. He got this. He got this. He got this. Allahu Akbar. Allah doesn't like the jealousy. Allah doesn't like it at all. Am yahsulun al-nas. Alamma atahum Allah min fadli. Why are you jealous upon the person? Allah has given, sent his bounties upon him. But the important message today, my youngsters, for you. Which one is that? A person whose dua and ibadat, sajda, Allah does not accept until he make tawbah. Mafi and talafi. Mafi and talafi. First, you must go to your parents and ask forgiveness. If you did anything wrong to them, if you hurt them,
if you hurt them, you hate them, firstly, what you do? Amin. Oh my Father, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And they said, then you come to Allah. And now my mother forgive me, you forgive me too. Aak walidai, aak. Because Nabi Sassam said, Ridal Rabbi, Ridal Walid. Wasakat al Rabbi, Sakat al Walid. If your parents are pleased with you, Allah is pleased with you. If your parents are displeased with you, Allah is displeased with you. But today our youngsters will listen from here, out from here. They don't bother of this thing. They go in the house and, not oof. What and what? Day before yesterday, Allahu Akbar, when mother was crying in front of me. What she said, Allahu Akbar, she says, my daughter called me Kutti. Kutti, mana Kutti pata hai? Dog. How Allah is going to tell me? How Allah is going to tell me? Abdullah ibn Umar is standing in Makkah in Mataf and he's giving lecture and nasiha. A Misri person came and he stood up and he says, Ya ibn Umar, during the khutbah, I want to ask you one question. One question. So sit down. Said, no, it's very urgent. So what is that? Said, I brought my mother for Hajj. She can't hear. She can't see. I brought her on my shoulder. On my shoulder. I took her. I did tawaf, everything. Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, everything. Toilets, I was cleaning everything because she can't see. I was cleaning her clothes, bathing, everything. Did I fulfill the rights of my mother? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, the first day when you born and you suck the milk of your mother, you did not fulfill yet that. You have to fulfill. After that, Allah is going to ask you more and more things. This is nothing. There are many, many stories is written. You open our Kabirin's kitab. Allahu Akbar. So first thing is my answer. From today, you make firm intention not to going to hurt your parents. And if your parents passed away, go to the grave. Go to the grave. Read Yasin Sharif. Read Rabbana Kfirli Wali Walidayya Walil Mu'minina. Allah will forgive you. Allah, I'm telling you. You go, read, do Isale Sawab. Then you come towards Allah and ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Musbil Izar, that your trouser pent below the, not ankle. In namaz don't accept. Not only in namaz, we do in namaz like this after it normal. No. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that place will go in Jahannam. So that means Allah is going to cut your ankle and send in Jahannam. The person will go in Jahannam. Himself. Have to make tawbah. But I'm not going to do no more that. Look at today. Our women's supposed to wear the below the ankle. They wear till the knee. And the men, they have to wear above the ankle. They're wearing them below the ankle. It's completely opposite. Completely opposite. And one more. Muhammad. The person who take intoxicate things. Anything. The wine or drugs. Or many, many names there. You understand? Many, many names bring the nasha. Person become like sometime. He don't know who is mother, who is father, who is wife and who is... Don't want to say many stories. I don't want to go more in detail, no, because this is obvious. It's online. The people want to tell me that my husband came drunk middle of the night. What he did to his mother. Allah, Allah, quwwata illa billah. Don't want to go more. We have to ask Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, kitne bade shaykh hai. He says, he was crying, always is crying. And he says, Tu gani azhar du alam man faqir. Tu gani azhar do alam man faqir roz mahshar uzrae man pazir.
Allah, tu gani hai, tu gani hai, you don't need anything.
Ya Allah, you don't need. We need everything. I am a poor person. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, if I come to you, I will come to you. Hey Allah, forgive me. Tu gani azhar dua alam dunya in akhira. Man faqir. Main faqir hu. Kaun keh raha hai? Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, jinke haath par thousand people accepted Islam. He's crying. Ghar tumi bini hisabam na guzihi. Agar tu mera qiyamat ke din hisab lena hi chahta hai. Yeah, you wanted to take my reckoning on the day of qiyamat. Allahu Akbar. What is it? He says you will take my reckoning on the day of qiyamat. Then must take my reckoning not in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, quietly. I don't want my Nabi come to know that, look at Abdul Qadir, what you did in that world. Tomorrow me and you, we're going to stand up in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in front of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the angel calling that so and so person is going in Jahannam because of this guna, that guna, that guna. Allah has given me 50 years, 80 years, 90 years. I have not a single day that tears overflowed on my eyes. I cried. I never cried in my life. I cried for everything. I lost something, I cried. My wife died, I cried. My mother died, I cried. But I never cried at all. When I come upon my sins, I have committed so many sins in my life. Because we cried. While you can see a person's, even the equal of size of the fly head, the tears comes out, Jahannam is haram upon him. And if you cannot cry, at least فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكَوْا إِبْكُوا فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكَوْا. Make your face like a children who, you can see there is no tears, but the parents must give sweet because they act like this, they cry. We must cry in front of Allah Ta'ala. Quietly, you go in your house, individually ibadat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was doing in his house, in the room. We have to go today in the house, go read namaz, go in sajda, ask Allah Ta'ala forgiveness. Thank Allah you gave me iman. Allah, you brought me here. You made me stand in namaz. Allah, accept my tahajjud. Accept my salatul tasbih. Allah, accept my salatul tawbah. Accept my salatul hajjud. Accept my Quran reading. Accept my zikr, ya Allah. Make me amongst the pious people. I am a sinner. I am a sinner amongst the most of the sinners people. But I'm the worst one. Hey Allah, that's why a person came. Angrez. He came to Hazrat Thanvir Abdullah, told him, my dog is better than you. My dog is better than you. Hazrat Thanvir Abdullah says, if I die without Iman, then your dog is better than me. But if I die with Iman, then I am better than your dog. Didn't get angry, gave a beautiful answers. So make ask Allah Ta'ala to die with Iman. Nothing else. Understand? Allah ke samne maafi maangu. Up ke baad, drugs, no more. You must give advice to your friends who were taking the drugs. Tell them few words. On the day of Qiyamah, your Allah is going to ask you that you know your friend was taking. You know that your brother was taking. Did you advise him? Did you explain him? Did you tell him? You have to reply me first. Then Allah will give him punishment. So that's why those who take intoxicated things, I have read many places, subhanallah, on the day of Qiyamah, the person who drink wine or drugs or any other things which make the person unconscious or intoxicated, subhanallah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give them in Jahannam the pus and blood of the Jahannami people. Remember, may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah save all of us.
and save our children. Allah se dua kare, Allah paak hame amal ki taufeeq naseeb kare.
Ameen.
Dua kar lete hain, but individual dua in masjid, individual namaz in masjid or at home, the corner. You can go and sleep because so many people have to work tomorrow, Tuesday. If you can't get up, go and sleep, wake up at least for 8-10 rakats. Now, tonight you descending your Rahmah. Allah, make me amongst them also. Then who are you going to forgive? Who are you going to forgive? Allah, make me amongst them also. Allah, don't deprive me. I came towards you today, and because you told me that is there anybody I can forgive him? Allah, I'm here now to ask you forgiveness. Allah, forgive me. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, me amal ki tawfiq ata farma. Ya arhamar rahim. Muhammad sahab, dua farma. Ya arhamar rahim. Ya dal jalal. Ya arhamar rahim. Ya dal jalal. Ya arhamar rahim. Ya dal jalal. Hey Allah, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, ye to hum jama huye hai, wadhakir fa inna dhikra tanfa'il mu'mineen. To remind each other, Allah. To remind each other. Allah, to zindagi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we are sitting here. Ek usre ko yaad dilane ke liye, Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, hey Allah, aaj ki raat ka subah sadiq nikle usse pehle hame maaf kar de. Subah sadiq ho usse pehle hame maaf kar de. Yakeen hum mujrim hai, hum paapi hai, hum gunahgar hai. Hey Allah, humse to Allahul Alameen jahan jahan gunah kiya wo cheeze, wo deewaare, wo jagah bhi sharam karti hogi. Allah tu kareem hai, tu kareem hai. Tune un cheezon ko keh diya hoga ke chhod do, mera banda hai. میرا بندہ ہے, تمہارا نہیں ہے. میرے سامنے معافی مانگے گا, میں اسے معاف کر دوں گا. اے اللہ, کئی سالوں کا بھاگا ہوا انسان تیرے سامنے آج آ کر معافی مانگ رہا ہے. We used to run away from you, ya Allah. We are here today. Allah, forgive all of us, ya Allah. Forgive all of us, ya Allah. Forgive all of us. Forgive our mothers. Allah, forgive our parents, ya Allah. Forgive our parents, ya Allah. Forgive our parents, ya Allah. Forgive our wife and children, ya Allah. Forgive your wife and children, ya Allah. Forgive your wife and children, ya Allah. Mare ala aulad ki maghfirat farma. Ala aulad ki maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, hamare dost ahbab mutalliqin ki maghfirat farma. Rishtedaron ki maghfirat farma. Hey Allah, humne raat mein gunah kiya, din mein chupate rahe, din mein gunah kiya, chupate rahe, lekin tujhse kaun chupa sakta hai? Tere farishte to har waqt maujood hai, sab kuch pata hai. Allah, hum ikrari mujrim hai. ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں, ہم اقراری, ہم نے اقرار کر دیا ہے, بڑے گناہ کیے ہیں. اللہ تم معاف کر دے, اللہ تم معاف کر دے, اللہ تم معاف کر دے. بہت سے لوگوں نے اے اللہ ہاتھ اٹھا کر تیرے سامنے اے اللہ دعائیں کر رہے ہیں, سب کو معاف کر دے, سب کو معاف کر دے. اے اللہ, زندوں کو معاف کر دے, مردوں کو معاف کر دے. بہت سے لوگوں نے میسیجز واٹس ایپ کے ذریعے سے کہلوایا, وہ مجھے نہیں کہہ رہے ہیں, ہم کیا ہیں, اے اللہ گناہوں کے پتلے ہیں, وہ تجھے کہہ رہے ہیں, واسطہ بنا رہے ہیں. اے اللہ, تیرے قرآن کا اور تیرے نبی کی باتوں کا ایک وارث ہونے کی حیثیت سے ہمیں واسطہ بنا رہے, وہ تجھے ہی کہہ رہے ہیں. اللہ, سب کی مغفرت فرما, سب کی مغفرت فرما, سب کی مغفرت فرما. اللہ, ہماری اولادوں کو علماء ربانیین میں سے بنا, علماء ربانیین میں سے بنا. ہماری اولادوں کو علماء ربانیین میں سے بنا. حافظ قرآن بنا, دائی قرآن بنا, عاشق قرآن بنا. اے الہ العالمین, عالم قرآن بنا, عامل قرآن بنا. اے اللہ, مخلص بنا, ہمیں مخلص بنا, ہمیں مخلص بنا. اے اللہ, ریاکاری سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ, مشاہد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, چگلی سے, غیبت سے, بیک بائٹنگ سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ, ڈرگز اور ساری شراب اور نشے والی چیزوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, ہماری اولادوں کی حفاظت فرما, امت کی حفاظت فرما, ماں باپ کی نافرمانی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, ماں باپ کی نافرمانی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. جن کے ماں باپ حیات ہیں, اللہ انہیں عافیت نصیب فرما, انہیں سکون نصیب فرما. اور جن کے والدین دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں, اللہ انہیں بتلا دے. تیرا بیٹا مسجد میں بیٹھ کر تیرے لیے مغفرت کی دعا کر رہا ہے, اللہ انہیں راضی کر دے اور ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا دے. ان کی قبر کو جنت کا فرمائے، ان کی قبر کو تا حد نگاہ وسیع فرما دے، اللہ اپنی خصوص رحمت ان پر نازل فرما. آج دنیا میں جہاں جہاں تو رحمت اٹھار رہا ہے، وہاں ان مرحومین پر بھی رحمت اٹھار دینا اور انہیں معاف کر دے، انہیں معاف کر دے. الہ العالمین، اے اللہ ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں، آئے ہماری توبہ، ہماری توبہ، ہم بڑے مجرم ہیں، ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں، آئندہ کبھی گناہ نہیں کریں گے. اللہ جو کچھ کیا اس پر ندامت کے آنسو بہا رہے، اللہ ہماری آنکھوں کے آنسو قبول فرما کر اس پورے مجمع کی، پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما، پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما، پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما. الہ العالمین، تو بھی کہتا ہوگا تم کہاں میری رحمت کے امیدوار ہو، میری رحمت کے امیدوار تو ابو بکر ہے، عمر ہے، عثمان ہے، علی ہے، عشر مبشرہ ہے، اصحاب بدر ہے، ہماری مائیں ہیں، نبی کی بیٹیاں ہیں. اے اللہ ہم جانتے ہیں ہم مجرم ہیں، ہم قیامت میں کیا جواب دیں گے، وہ بھی انسان تھے ہم بھی انسان. الہ العالمین جو رحمت تو ان پر اتارے، آج کی راتوں میں اس کا ایک قطرہ ہم پر بھی اتار دینا، ہم پر بھی اتار دینا، اور انہی کے صدقے میں معاف کر دینا، ہمیں بھی معاف کر دینا، ہمیں معاف کر دینا اللہ. اور اپنے نیک بندوں میں سے بنا لیجیے اللہ، اپنے نیک بندوں میں سے بنا لیجیے اللہ، نیک بندوں میں سے بنا لیجیے اللہ، صالحین بندوں میں سے بنا لیجیے اللہ، اور اپنے اے اللہ محبوب بندوں میں سے بنا لیجیے اللہ. اے اللہ ہم سے راضی ہو جا، ہمیں غیروں کے حوالے نہ فرما، ہمیں شیطان کے حوالے نہ فرما، ہمیں نفس کے حوالے نہ فرما، اے اللہ ہمیں دشمنوں کے حوالے نہ فرما. ولا تسلط علینا من لا يرحمنا، اے اللہ ہمیں، ہم پر ایسے لوگوں کو مسلط نہ فرما جو مسلمانوں پر رحم نہ کرے. امت کے حال پر رحم فرما، فلسطین کے مسلمانوں پر رحم فرما، غزہ کے مسلمانوں پر. اے اللہ بارش میں، سردی میں نہ گھر ہے، کیا کہے اللہ، ہم سے دیکھا نہیں جاتا، ہم سے دیکھا نہیں جاتا. اللہ تو ہی ارحم الراحمین ہے، تو نے فرمایا ہے قرآن میں، بل اللہ مولاکم، بل اللہ مولاکم وہو خیر الناصرین. اللہ ان کی بہترین نصرت فرما، ان کی مدد فرما، سارے پریشان ہے اللہ، اوپن جیل میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں، اوپن جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں. اللہ ان کی نصرت فرما، ان کی کامیابی کے فیصلے فرما، اللہ ان کی، اللہ نصرت فرما، اللہ ان کے پسماندگان جن کے لوگ شہید ہو گئے ان کو صبر جمیل نصیب فرما، ان کی نصرت فرما، کھانے پینے رہنے کا انتظام فرما. ایمان کے بڑے پکے ہیں اللہ، ہم سے کہیں زیادہ ہے. اللہ العالمین ہم نے تو کہیں سو سے بات کی، چھوٹے چھوٹے بچوں کا ایمان بھی بڑا مضبوط ہے اللہ. اے اللہ تو ایمان کو دیکھتا ہے، اے اللہ ہم حالات سے کی حفاظت فرما، حالات سے حفاظت فرما، ہم سب کو بھی حالات سے بچا لینا، ہم پر اللہ ایسے حالات مسلط نہ کرنا. اے اللہ اس مجمع میں جو بھی بیمار ہو انہیں شفا عطا فرما، اس مجمع میں جو بھی بیمار ہو انہیں شفا عطا فرما، اور گھروں میں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفا عطا فرما. اے اللہ جو بھی بیمار انہیں شفا عطا فرما، ہسپتال میں جو ہے انہیں بھی شفا عطا فرما، جہاں جہاں لوگ پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، جو مقروض ہے قرض سے سلوک دوسی عطا فرما. اے اللہ، اے اللہ جو لوگ اپنے گھروں میں اپنی بیوی سے یا اپنے شوہر سے یا اپنے بچوں سے پریشان حال ہے، اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، ان کی مشکلوں کو آسان فرما، گھروں کو رحمت والا گھر بنا. برکت والے مہینے میں، اے اللہ برکت والے مہینے میں ہمارے گھروں کو برکت والا بنا، رحمت والا بنا، عافیت والا بنا. ہماری عمر میں عافیت نصیب فرما، اے اللہ برکت نصیب فرما. ہماری اولادوں میں برکت نصیب فرما، ہمارے مال میں اے اللہ تو برکت نصیب فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین جو مائیں اور باپ پریشان حال ہیں اپنی بچیوں اور بچوں کی شادیوں کے لیے اور اچھے جوڑے نہیں مل رہے ہیں، اللہ ماں باپ کی پریشانیاں اور ان کی دعاؤں کو سن کر آج کی رات میں ہم دعا کرتے ہیں، اللہ ان کو نیک سالے، ان کی اولادوں کو نیک سالے جوڑے نصیب فرما، نیک سالے جوڑے نصیب فرما. اور جو شادی ہو چکی ہے جوڑ والے ہیں، ان میں آپس میں محبت مبدت نصیب فرما، ایک دوسرے کی انڈرسٹینڈنگ نصیب فرما، سب کے مال میں، سب کے رزق میں بے انتہا برکت نصیب فرما، حلال روزی حاصل کرنے کی صورتیں پیدا فرما. اللہ مرتے دم تک ایمان پر باقی رکھنا، ایمان پر باقی رکھنا، ہمیں ایمان سے محروم نہ کرنا, اور اللہ جب موت آئے ہر ایک کو اپنے اپنے وقت پر خاتمہ بالخیر نصیب فرما, خاتمہ بالخیر نصیب فرما. ہمارے امام صاحب مولانا احمد نسائی صاحب کو شفا کامل عطا فرما, شفا کامل عاجل عطا فرما. بہت سے لوگوں نے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے, سب کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ مستمرہ نصیب فرما. گھروں میں میری مائیں اور بہنیں سن رہی ہیں, اللہ سب کے بیٹھنے کو سننے کو دعاؤں میں شامل ہونے کو قبول فرما, اور آج کی رات تیرے سامنے گر گرانے والوں میں سے بنا دے اور ہمیں معاف کر دے. اللہ تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پوری زندگی اور صحابہ کرام نے اور اولیاء کرام اور تابعین تبع تابعین نے جتنی نیک اور دعائیں مانگی ہیں, اے اللہ ان دعاؤں میں ہمارا حصہ نصیب فرما, اور جتنے شرور سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان تمام شرور سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے ان آمین کہنے والوں کی آمین کے ساتھ اللہ اس ناچیز کی آمین کو ملا کر ہماری توبہ اور دعا قبول فرما, ہماری توبہ اور دعا قبول فرما, ہماری توبہ اور دعا قبول فرما. اللہ اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سب ساتھ پڑھ لو, اللہم مغفرتک اوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتک ارجا عندنا من عملنا. اللهم مغفرتك اوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك ارجى عندنا من عملنا. اللهم مغفرتك اوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك ارجى عندنا من اعمالنا. اے اللہ یہ نبی کا بتایا ہوا فرمان ہے, تو بھی آج کی رات فرشتوں کے سامنے جہاں شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی فرماتے ہیں شب برات اور شب قدر فرشتوں کی عید ہے, جیسے مسلمانوں کے لیے دو عید ہے ایسے فرشتوں کے لیے دو عید ہے. آج فرشتوں کے سامنے اس پورے مجمع کی اور جہاں جہاں لوگ دعا میں شریک ہے, اللہ تو اعلان فرما دے میں نے سب کی مغفرت کر دی, اللہ کام ہمارا بن جائے گا, کام ہمارا بن جائے گا, تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہوگی. اور شیطان ناراض ہو جائے گا, ہمارا دشمن ناراض ہو جائے گا. اللہ ہماری دعا قبول فرما, وصلی اللہ تعالی علی سیدنا محمد وعلیہ وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.